There for a little bit of unity in the truth movement with none of that peace and love and hug a tree and have mung bean sandwiches kind of unity, but more the kind of bro, we're under attack from every conceivable direction by filthy, irritating, gosh darn scumbags, and there's no point fighting amongst each other. Because we're all going to wind up getting ourselves into some enormous pit of infighting whilst our enemy closes in around us. You know, I should think that was somewhat of a military strategy point of view, but there you go. That's what I wanted to really think about, is that the elections and whatnot are just a complete total sham, fraud, and I'm quite frankly, I'm getting really sick of watching the television, you know. In fact, I've been watching it less, which is good. I feel like slightly less brainwashed today. maybe even somewhat giddy. Because it is quite the mind-numbing experience. No idea what's going on. Absolutely no idea. Al Jazeera this morning, covering the Greek financial crisis. And there's people in Parliament saying, well, we want to do what's responsible for the people and make sure that everything is done the right and proper way as we hand the country over to the banksters based on fraudulent debt. And meanwhile, in response to that BS, there's like copious quantities of people in the street waving banners and going absolutely ape. These people aren't going to get away with jack, man. Honestly. This whole IMF, World Bank, New World Order strategy of crashing economies in order to consolidate them into their fold has been working for quite some time, but no longer. Essentially, how these major international banks work is they get countries monstrously in debt on loan sharking extortionist rates, and then they say that, well, because you can't pay us back the enormous loan shark type rates of interest that we're charging you, we now have to dictate your country's policy for you. And bravo, IMF, bravo, World Bank. That's how you seize control of a government. So you get them monstrously in frickin' debt, then they have to do and implement any kind of austerity measures that they want. No wonder the people are protesting, because that is fraud. You're not supposed to get people into debt from money that's created out of nothing so that you can seize control of their government. It's not a healthy or nice thing to do. One could conceive, of course, that Let's just back up here. Back to the Greek situation. They have all these people in the streets. They have the politicians in the House saying the exact same things translated, of course, that my politicians are saying in English down here in New Zealand. And in fact, they're also saying the exact same things that their Lord and Saviour Barack H. O. Barry Hussein Obama is saying. How interesting that politicians and parliaments all around the world have the exact same language and, incidentally, the exact same financial situation. Do you think that's a coincidence? You know, there's people out there who still believe in the system against all the odds. It's incredible to me. Well, of course, there's very little decent information out there. And I'll be the first to admit that, quite frankly, the information that I put out on when I talk is also not the best information in the world out there. You know, I'm prepared to say that because I'm not the most educated or well-researched person on earth. The only difference is I'm just not that frickin' stupid as some of these educated people are. But in terms of the choice of guests that we normally have on this show, I think that it's more the fact that we accumulate a wealth of knowledge for myself and both for the listeners. I reckon that's probably a pretty good thing, don't you think? Just being able to sit down and listen to incredibly intelligent, talented people 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on the Vinnie Eastwood show. Excluding myself, of course. But, you know, there we go. I find myself listening to the archives and everything too. It's quite interesting. You know, and please, by all means, I've got people, I've, one of my listeners call me up on the phone, right? And it's the middle of the night, he's a bit drunk. It's quite funny. And he tells me at least three times in the conversation that he goes in and to every gas station. And at every gas station, he asks them, hey, can your computer go on the internet? And they go, yep. And he goes, can you get audio on that? And they go, yep. And he goes, yeah, go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. And I was like, oh, cheers, bro. That's pretty awesome. And I suppose that's the way it goes, you know. In fact, his sister is a virulent listener to the show. Some might say obsessive. And I love it, man. I love it. Because I'm glad that there is at least some sort of a growing awareness in New Zealand that things aren't as they seem. And it appears to me, and I believe Alexa.com agrees with me, that alternative media is skyrocketing in popularity whilst mainstream media is plummeting. A mass awakening. And has that ever happened before? A mass awakening, like the whole world just all of a sudden getting the picture. And it's all because of little things like what my listener does. Okay? You have to expose everybody you meet to, you know, random people that you're only going to have contact with for 5 seconds. Somebody at a shop. How many people do they come into contact with every day? Okay, you got to think about it like like spreading the Ebola virus, right? That's what the Vinnie Eastwood show is. It's the Ebola virus of talk radio. And I'll probably say it's a tad less deadly. Probably a bit more corrupting, though. But otherwise, when we talk about the alternative media, what instantly springs to mind is the fact that the people who feature in alternative media are generally pretty freaking humble people, and they don't know how to promote themselves or get themselves out there, and they require others to do it for them. Now, me, fortunately, I was born without a sense of shame. So I shamelessly go and find all these people that are absolutely brilliant, fabulous, whatever, that are all humble and stuff, and you know, don't want to rock the boat too much. Meanwhile, they're getting thrown in prison, or they're having their houses taken off them, or they're having trials held in secret behind their backs and getting arrested when they come back home to the airport. They're having their taxes faked and doctored by the government and stuff like that to frame them up and set them up, and being thrown in jail only to be acquitted 5 years later with no compensation, and all of this kind of stuff. Those people devote their freaking lives to serving humanity, okay? The guests that we have on this show, the bulk of them, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, it is the media's gosh dang job to give coverage to those kind of people, not these politicians dressed in ubiquitous suits that are the exact identical type of manufacture to the business talking head pundit scum that we have on things like Voice of America. I incidentally was watching a movie last night called Idiocracy, okay? And I saw the newscast with this guy with his shirt off and his rippling muscles and whatever, and the woman was like some kind of a Playboy bunny, you know? And then I switched the channel and it was E! Television Tonight. And there was this big, tall, handsome guy with sparkling teeth and well-done hair and a press suit and some bimbo next to him with the great, you know, earrings and cleavage showing and stuff. And I said, well, mate, in the movie Idiocracy, it was pictured to be 500 years in the future. And I figure at the rate we're going, it's like 10, 20 years in the future, you know? They're talking about like this major dust bowl and food crisis and economic crisis and intelligence crisis and everything basically just being completely screwed up because everybody's too dumb to manage anything properly. And the medical system just completely ballses everything up, kills people, whatever, and the roads are in disrepair. The whole thing's like an absolute chaos and wasteland. And you know, it appears to me that, hey, we're kind of living on that already to a certain degree. And what I believe is truly the problem with our society is precisely what that movie connotes, is that stupid people just keep getting stupider. And the smarter people are, the more they use their manipulative ability to get the stupid people to do what they want so it benefits themselves. You know, it's not real hard. Lots of tyrannical empires and dictators have used sophisticated propaganda techniques to brainwash the population into doing what they want and to further dumb them down so that those who question and have a think about it for a moment or whatever to see the lie through the through the veil of truth, hey, those people become really dangerous because they might actually just wake somebody up. You know, like I said about the virus or whatever, as soon as you figure out about the New World Order, you can become incredibly dangerous. But you got to know how to spread it, man. Honestly, that's the real difficulty, is that you can walk up to people and, oh, man, I hate to rag on YouTube, but my goodness, YouTube has produced some of the most hostile, ridiculously abusive, condescending, ruthlessly human race abandoning filth that I have ever known. Right? These people comment on my videos all the time. Oh. And if you have not experienced this, post a video about something that's truthful, okay? Whether it be the courts being corrupt, or the government being a sham, or ambushing a media hack, or something. And sure enough, here they come, these type of retarded, I believe in the system because the system loves me so much, even though I've never seen any evidence to corroborate it. And I'm just going to repeat to you precisely what I've repeated beforehand if you question what I'm yelling at you about this time. That's what it is. That's the level of these people's intelligence. If you disagree with me, I'll simply repeat what I've already said until you do. There is no understanding. There is no listening. There is no negotiating. There is simply repetition. The brainwasher's guide to your mind, ladies and gentlemen, is repetition. You repeat a lie often enough, and people begin to believe it. I think it was either Adolf Hitler or Joseph Goebbels, the father of Nazi propaganda, who coined that phrase. This is how political debates are won, lost, and carried on over. This is how people in elections never, ever wind up serving the people. This is how every time an election rolls by, it either gets faked or somebody who screws over the country gets into power. Usually both. It doesn't make any sense to me, of course, but that's because I know the truth. And that's the reason why a lot of people don't like it. They don't like hearing this kind of information because it damages their fragile worldview. Seriously, do you have any idea how much effort it takes to build up a freaking worldview and how much of a challenge it might be to come up with another one? Okay? All your previous experience on this planet has come up to this point in time, and somebody comes along and says, look, bro, it's all been built on a lie. Sorry, you're going to have to start over. After you've just spent your life building a worldview. You know, that's not an easy ask for some people. Surely there's got to be some kind of a midway point here. Well, I don't want to just have to go out and all stream abuse at these people on YouTube, but I do because it's fun. But the problem is, I just want to make peace, and I just want to have some fun with people that I will learn something from. And to a certain extent, I do learn stuff from these yelling, squeamishly crying individuals. I learn that I'm continuously astounded at just how correct I would be if I was more cynical. That's the problem. That's the problem. I need to be more cynical because, hey, if I was more cynical, I'd be correct more of the time, because the world is a very, very, very dark place when you look at it, really. I mean, hey, I'm not saying that, you know, when I walk out my door, I've got jackbooted thugs on me all the time. You know, and then we live in the illusion of a free society. It's great, you know, in the meantime. But of course, it only has to be inside a framed paradigm. If you step out of that paradigm, if you start talking about things that aren't approved by particular panels of quote-unquote experts, you may have some problems. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show.
Accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, proudly brought to you in collaboration with GorillaMedia.co.nz, New Zealand's alternative media. It seems, of course, like alternative media is really, really kind of necessary in this state of affairs, especially amidst the Fukushima crisis, which is of epic proportions. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are now open for the first hour. I was supposed to have the Greek calling in, so if you're listening, Greek bro, now's your cue to ring us on, and the number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525, and we'll be having Vince Seymour, who's a anti-corruption campaigner in the New Zealand courts, joining us from Georgia. He's doing a little bit of a business trip in the States at the moment, and he should be joining us in the second hour. Now, moving on, talking about the Greek financial crisis. I love it because it's let's just say it makes a hell of a lot of things make sense to me. Okay, the EU, this is how it came round. Economic prosperity partnerships and trade deals, etc., the European Economic Community, all these incremental steps over a period of decades managed to bring about this type of crisis by design, in order to consolidate the wealth into fewer and fewer hands, that we all know. But the mechanisms and the pervasiveness one does not fully comprehend to a large extent. I certainly don't. get this. There's a lot of stuff going on out there in this world right now that is quite freaky. It makes you look up and go, what the heck is that? Like, for example, an SBX. It's a mobile seagoing radar platform. Okay? It looks like an oil rig with a giant radar dome on it. Just with two massive engines down the bottom, trundling along in the middle of the frickin' ocean. And you see a picture of this on guerrillamedia.co.nz today, if you go there. And I looked at that this morning, and, mate, that just scares the heck out of me. I mean, they really are serious about this whole military command and control warfare type thing, aren't they? Oh, we're spending billions of dollars. You know, we could end world hunger and poverty and war and whatever tomorrow. But these people just want to, you know, spend all their money on killing people, tracking and tracing people, controlling people. Wish we just had some kind of backbone in this freaking society. Don't you know how long it took for society to have some kind of a backbone to stand up against their masters and whatnot? I mean, we got all this stuff since Magna Carta, and it's all been thrown away. Eradicated. Seems to have been eradicated in the space of a generation. You know, the baby boomer generation. As soon as they were born, as Eisenhower warned, the disastrous rise of misplaced power, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex has ensued. We wake up in the morning and the military-industrial complex has made our bedsheets. Made our clothing, it's made our aftershave, all of it with chemicals and poisons and things like that, all of which by themselves, isolated, aren't that threatening at all. But cumulatively, constantly, you are assuredly going to get sick. That's how the whole scam works. Every time you talk to somebody about, say, the toxicity of fluoride, that's what they say. It's only a small amount of toxicity. It can't do anything, you know. Water could kill you, blah, blah, blah. And you say, well, mate, the recommended dosage of fluoride in your water supply, okay, is exceeded for a single individual by having but one glass of water, not even one glass of water, and they've already exceeded the amount of fluoride toxicity their body can handle that day. All right? And got ads everywhere telling people to have up to 8 glasses of water. Okay? You wonder why society's being dumbed down and getting sick everywhere, everybody dying of fucking cancer? Wake up! You're having command and control warfare implemented on you. You're being brainwashed through the television. You're being poisoned through your water supply, poisoned through your food supply. All the products that you get given the choice to buy are freaking poisoned as well. I remember speaking to when I was a salesman for a major telecommunications corporation. I went down to a toy importer. And at the time, we were talking about lead paint on the toys that had arrived to New Zealand from China. He informed me that it wasn't the Chinese fault, that it was in fact the American corporation Mattel that had specified the use of lead paint on the toys. They are doing this deliberately. It's not the cheapest form. There is no excuse. This is straight genocide being committed by incredibly well-funded, well-organized, well-secretive groups. Okay? Make no mistake. Bear in mind, of course, that this doesn't mean that you should go freaking out and worry about everything. After all, you wouldn't accomplish much by worrying about stuff. However, getting angry about it, that might actually accomplish something. That's assuming, of course, you get angry about it and do something about it. So many people I have met in the street offered to help me doing what I'm doing, you know. And to this day, very, 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 very few and select people have done so. Okay? Because, you know, it takes motivation. It takes self-control. It takes self-sacrifice to do what people in the truth movement do. Some human beings simply don't cut the mustard. You know, I'm sorry to say it, but it's very, very, very true. If you don't get busy when you're on your off time, if you spend all of your time relaxing, then, well, you're going to get what you deserve, okay? And that's what a lot of these people who comment on YouTube and that kind of thing, who attack people like me, don't get. Is that it's because of people like me that they have their freedoms still to rag on me about. I mean, is that what life is about to these people? Finding excuses why other people can't have their say? Because they got nothing to say themselves. Nothing that hasn't already been told to them. They're being told to think things. And they believe in them enough to start preaching them to other people. And I suppose that there's an element of that in the truth movement as well. That's why I operate under a lot of assumptions. You know, people might say operating assumptions are a bad thing, and I say, well, it depends on the assumption. For example, I assume that everything I know to be true is in fact wrong, and I simply have not been presented with the contrary evidence as yet. So I'm going to keep believing it until somebody produces something that's different. Okay? If you ever hear me say something that's incorrect, it's because I'm incorrect. It's not because I'm some kind of disinfo agent or whatever, some description of conspiracy. It's because I'm not the most documented person on earth, you know? I interview copious amounts of people, talk to copious amounts of people, make videos and run a website and all that kind of jazz, but I'm not God. Don't have perfect memory. I could be wrong and, you know, don't go preaching up what I'm telling you and don't join the freaking cult of Vinny or any cult for that freaking matter, because that's what people's problem is, man. They put other people up on a freaking pedestal and they devote themselves to them. And it's kind of like watching a sitcom or a soap opera for housewives who've got nothing going on in their life and they get to basically live their wasted life through an image on a television. You know, and in some cases, people become obsessed and live a wasted life through a voice on the radio. And, you know, I don't do that, man. Honestly, your voice is just as important as anybody else on the radio or television. In fact, it's far more important because it's your voice. It's the only one that you can control. And that's the problem with a lot of people, though, is that they choose to talk nothing but what they hear on TV, but what they hear on the radio. They don't know the value of their own voice because they can't think about what to say by themselves. Because they don't know who they are anymore. We've got a whole generation so confused and this prevailing dialectic of apathy, which has driven people to alcohol, drugs, sex, getting into massive amounts of debt, buying crap that they can't afford, that they don't need, storing copious quantities of accumulated objects and comestible products in their homes. It's just freaking out of control, man. People really are crazy. And you know, when people call me nuts and say that I'm talking about something that has no real problem, there's no real problems anywhere, anytime, any freaking place, you know, not in my freaking backyard, sonny boy, no, that kind of stuff couldn't happen here. I've got news for you. Two words. In progress. The whole country's been frickin' taken over, and everybody's minds, wallets, and spiritual entities are being enslaved ever so incrementally. They've stolen this generation. That's what they've done. Stolen my generation, and they've depressed the older generation. That's what's happened. That's why a lot of older patriots don't have any faith in the movement no more, in the cause, or whatever, because they've been disillusioned by a whole generation of scum. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. We represent those scum. Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Incidentally, the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com, proudly brought to you by GorillaMedia.co.nz. Now, moving on to this radar story. The Thing Dome, all right, and listen, imagine you're looking at again, as I said, a giant, massive radar dome that's on top of like an oil rig, you know, clear 100 feet in the air or something. I don't know. It's a mess. 125 feet high. And officially being, and the dome itself is 100 foot high. So it's 125 foot oil rig platform with a 100 foot tall radar array on the top. This thing's frickin' gargantuan. What the heck is the financing going on over there? We've got like millions of people in the US living on food, 30, 40 million people in the US or something on food stamps, and they've got enough money to build a 225 foot tall sea floating radar array. Oh, goodness gracious. Why? Goodness, it really does tick me off, man. And it's officially being billed as an innocuous Doppler radar. It was supposedly was towed to the South Seattle Harbor from Alaska, although, of course, it's just as likely to have come from the coast of Japan. I say this because I feel, as do others, that this could be mobile marine component of the top secret multi-purpose harp weapon that many, including myself, was used to engineer the geobiocidal nuclear catastrophe now unfolding in Fukushima since March 11, 2011. In a paper on harp, geoscientist senior doctor Rosalie Battelle has mentioned that a similar configuration on an oil rig operated by SAIC, the Science Applications International Corporation, the largest but least known US military contractor, was seen off the coast of Bandi Atchi several days before the Christmas tsunami that killed over 250,000 people. SAIC was soon after awarded a multi-billion dollar contract for the Pacific Tsunami Warning Buoy System for the Pacific Rim region, in what may be a classic example of wreckonomics. The Wikipedia article on the SBX from which the picture above has been taken tends to support this assertion, since it states that the SBX is operated by military contractors and not enlisted military personnel. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is that the military has a lot of private contractors. Okay? A lot. They're quite dangerous people. You know? That's what Blackwater is all about. Private military contractors. In other words, mercenaries. What did the British Empire turn to when they couldn't just straight up defeat the Americans on the ground? They brought in German mercenaries. That's right. This is what the world has come to, ladies and gentlemen. The US has been built up as this gargantuan military machine to try and impose a sort of military stability globally, so it can project its dominance. It's got bases in virtually every country. Spends more money on weapons than the next, like, 5, 10, 15, however many countries combined. So, do you think that for some reason the American military machine, the military industrial complex, is just going to stop at having bases in nearly every country? Are you going to think that they're going to stop at invading countries for absolutely no reason? No. They'll get away with whatever they're getting away with for as long as we let them. I don't understand. People, I think, have lost their sense of responsibility to their country. And I would postulate that it's possibly because there's so many distractions. You know, as soon as somebody becomes a parent, for example, mate, for a lot of them, their political ambitions and willingness to fight a new world order and bring about positive change simply drift by the wayside like that, because they just don't have the time, the energy, or the inclination, because hey, they've got a big distraction, an important distraction, mind you. But of course, what's the point in bringing your child upright if the society that they wind up living their adult life in will simply persecute people like that? You know, that's my question. You know, why don't you take your kids on protests? Why don't you talk to them about things like this? You know, tell them the truth. Remember, I had Ian Wishart on the show. He's a author of a book called Aircon, The Seriously Inconvenient Truth About Global Warming, calling it the scam. And his boy was in a classroom in New Zealand, obviously, a UN-loving nation. And the UN loves our nation too, because, boy, are we a well-travelled bunch of people. We're the most internationalist society on Earth today. If you want to gauge the public's reaction to something, test it on New Zealand, because we're pretty much like everybody else, all combined. And we have a lot of knowledge of everywhere else. We're not very insular. We're very, very much an outward-looking country. Okay? You know? And what's happening in New Zealand, as I said in this classroom, they were praising the UN, talking about its universal declarations of human rights. Ian Wishart's boy comes up and he says, well, I think the UN is a tool for world government and they're going to enslave us with carbon taxes. At the time, Ian must have been thinking, oh, that's my boy. And I can't wait to have children coming home with stories like that about how they stood up to their teachers and they called them World Bank stooges and slime and stuff. oh, man, that'd be grand, you know, a whole new generation of anti-New World Order fight. You know, seriously, every truther out there, there's no harm in it to educate your children in the ways of being a truther and teaching them about alternative health and how 9/11 was an inside job and how the politics are a sham, all from the get-go, because the child will wake up thinking that's normal. They'll think that everybody else knows that. And you know, soon enough, they'll realize that they're very, very special indeed, that, you know, we've robbed them of their opportunity to be a complete, unknowledgeable slave. It's like the second you're born, you get given a red pill. Now, some would say that that's an absence of free choice. But if you're unaware that you're a slave, if you're unaware of history, then you don't get a choice about whether or not you're a slave. You are by default. That's my take on it anyway. And I think that concurrently, there are a massive quantity of brainwashing mechanisms that are being used on the children. Okay? All their television shows, all their education, it's all brainwashing to stop them from frickin' thinking, from keeping them simple. You know, a lot of people use a television as a simple babysitter now because it just mesmerizes them and they can just sit there watching it for hours and hours and hours. Oh, now I'm sleepy. How much parenting and how much learning got done in the time that they were watching television? Freaking none. Okay? Used to be that when people sat around the dinner table, they would be able to talk to each other. But now, we all sit around this big glowing box that talks to us. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it mesmerizing? If ever there was a personification of a mosquito being burned to a crisp in one of those electric blue lightning thingies that you hang outside of your porch where there's copious quantities of bugs, this would be it. I can't help it. It's so beautiful.
It got me. I got propagandized.
See, that's what I'm talking about. We'll just moth to the propaganda. Unbelievable. You know, like catnip for a child's imagination. That's what needs to be accomplished in order to bring about a world government. Like I always say, is just steal a single generation and that every subsequent one will be absolutely screwed because they'll brainwash each other all on their own. You won't have to push the reset button or nothing, and bugger all of them will wake up because all the people that really do try to wake people up will get persecuted and probably thrown in jail through some description of KGB-type Stasi if the carbon taxes don't kill them first. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And we'll be right back.
In the belly of the vulture, watch your back. There's no civilians, women, children, front lines. Listen, consider this a distant, early warning. The fire's imminent, pollution gathering dust particles, funneling through smokestacks, airwaves, bandwidth, disinformation too fed. Check the labels, delete the virus, alert the masses.